Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 5. It is February 2nd, 2007, Groundhog's Day, at least in the United States, maybe other places. My favorite holiday of the year, just because it's an obscure one. I don't know. We're starting a little bit late today because we got back late this afternoon because traffic and other things that were going on. But still, we got a great PHP BB Weekly for you today. I'm Douglas Bell, Webmax37 in the chat room, Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com. And we're here to talk about PHP BB version 2 or version 3, whichever one you want to do, just as long as it's not about version 4, because version 4 doesn't even exist yet. Love to have you call in if you want to have some PHP BB discussion or have any questions. The number is 724-444-7444. Podcast ID is 12418. Or you can also call in through VoIP. There's an SIP number which you can find out there. In fact, if you come into the chat room and looking for it, I will certainly give it to you. Speaking of the chat room, if you can't call in, feel free to come into the chat room and we can chat. You can ask questions. There's a discussion through the chat room and I'll be able to see it. I do want to mention that I may sound a little stuffy today because I am sick. I'm afraid so. Yes, my especially congestion in my nose. I'm not going to elaborate on that too much. However, I may need to mute myself a few times during the episode to blow my nose, which has happened quite a lot today. So please excuse me if that happens or if you hear something like that. I'm going to try to keep it down as best as possible, but, you know, sometimes times are difficult. So it's winter. What can you do? I do want to say, just to be proper and correct and not get anybody mad, that this podcast is not affiliated with or approved by the PHP BB team. This is done just by myself. However, this week you may start seeing a few PHP BB weekly advertisements on phpbb.com. I'm going to be getting the team to let me have some ad space on there. To try and promote the podcast, try and get some people interested. And if you actually found us because of that ad space and you're listening to this, welcome. Nice to have you join in. And I'm sorry that my nose is stuffed, and so I'm actually going to need to give me a minute. All right. All right, I need to blow my nose, so give me a minute. I will be right back. I gotta stop this. Sorry for the sound effect, that's the only way I can stop that thing. See, this is one of the problems with live. You're sick and you can't really edit stuff out. So, what can you do? It's just annoying. Alright. That's the only thing I really have to keep you guys entertained while I have to do those mutes. But I'm going to try to keep that down to a minimum. Some interesting news this past week. Last Sunday, on the 28th. Ugh, missed. My nose is crazy. It's going to be a hard episode, and I can tell. PHP BB3 Beta 5 was released. They've had now 5 betas, which is quite a lot. And there's certainly been a lot of changes from Beta 1 to Beta 5. Again, since it's still a beta... I'm so sorry. Since it's still a beta, there's still not a whole lot of support for it. There's limited support for... the beta of Olympus. However, there is not as much support as do we get with PHP Beacon 2. And it's a little beta, so do be careful, but it's definitely a lot more stable than it was when beta 1 was released last June. This is driving me crazy, my nose. Let's see here. I'm sorry, this is difficult for me because I've been sick. So, there are a number of changes between Beta 4 and Beta 5. A lot of bugs, if you've been keeping track of the CVS check-ins mailing list. The developers have been very, very busy this past year and have been doing a lot of work on PHP BB3. For the first time, they have provided a full update path from Beta 4 to Beta 5. This is not something that they guaranteed. Like, this is something they said, you should not expect to be getting updates between betas. However, they provided a full update from Beta 4 to Beta 5, and they've also provided the converter early for converting PHP BB2 installations to PHP BB3 Beta 5. So this is something new. I think the reason they want to do the converter is that they want to be able to get it out there so that people can test it. They can fix issues before making it, putting it part of the release candidate, because when you get to the release candidate, that's when they're going to be saying, okay, you want to update from PHP BB2? Go for it. They don't recommend you do that in the beta, even though they have now stuck the converter package out there. They only have it out there as its own beta so that it can be tested and they can fix remaining issues. And I hate to do this, but you know what? Yeah. Never mind. Sorry. So you can now get beta 5 out there, and I'm pretty sure they still have not guaranteed it, but I am pretty sure that you could expect to see the release candidate for one of PHP BB3 coming out fairly soon, which means when you get there, it's going to be just a short way off to going to the final release. So, definitely am very excited for that. So, sorry, this is difficult for me here. All right. Let's see here. So, what else? You can still, so you can download it on phpb.com. You can install it. There's a lot new stuff there. It's a lot more secure. There's still going away with bugs since then. However, just be aware of some of the limitations. It's not quite as open as some of the earlier versions of PHP BB, and you should not be using it as your main board until at least the release candidate comes out. And maybe even when it goes final, who knows. Once again, I'm currently trying to find something I can use for when I have to hold, because it's hard, because, you know, I got to blow my nose. And my computer's freezing, isn't this lovely? Oh, great. My computer's freezing. All right. Hold on a minute. Please bear with me. I'm having some problems, some technical difficulties here. I'm going to... This is not good. Just a minute. Have you memorized our theme music yet? I don't have anything else to play. Okay, I really want to apologize if you're listening, because not only is my computer going crazy now, but my nose is also acting up suddenly, and it's driving me absolutely bonkers. And it's just picked the worst time. It's been doing this all day. I really would like to apologize for listening, because this is a live podcast. There's no way I can really actually stop this thing. I wish there was. Actually, that's what I'd really like to see in talk show. I'd like to have a way you can pause the recording. But that's not in talk show yet. In fact, while I mention it, talk show is freezing as well. Congratulations. Okay. Folks, hold on. I'm sorry this is a live podcast and there's nothing about it. So while I am currently trying to get my computer to wake up, it's not fully frozen, but you know, TalkShoe Live is, and I gotta mess with it now, which is really a lot of fun. I would like to invite you to certainly call in and give us some substance for this episode to try to get me to stop talking as much so I can be able to take care of my nose. Feel free to call in with PHPDB questions or discussion, whatever. The number is 724-444-7444. Podcast ID is 12418. And so I'm going to try to get my thing up. As soon as my computer is back up, I will definitely move on. Okay, almost there. Alright, and we're back. Okay, that's better. Thank you. Alright, let's get going. Alrighty, so what I want to talk about today is PHPDB's forum permissions and also user permissions. Now, this is something that is one of the more confusing aspects of PHPDB. In fact, permissions are one of the more confusing things about any open source or any online blog system, content system, forum system, whatever, because they are very articulate. Some of them are very advanced. And really, the big question is, what are they for? How do I use them, and what are they good for? Well, you know, in a word, permissions are what can users do on the forum. In fact, there's a joke that says they should actually be called restrictions. Just because it's not so much about what can users do on a forum, it's more about what can't they do on the forum. What are they not allowed to do on the forum? So, permissions allow you to set these kinds of restrictions. And they can be a bit intimidating, but there's definitely something that you want to partake in, know how to use. So I'm going to try to go over first the basics and then get a little more advanced. Depending on how well my nose lets me hang out, I may actually need to shorten this episode, but I will do my best. Alright, so permissions, at the root level, you want to set permissions for your forums. Basically, in PHPDB 2, at least, the permissions pretty much control what forums can users see and what are they allowed to do in these forums. When you get into PHPDB 3, that's a completely different cat. There's a lot more permissions that go beyond forums. They are very advanced, and they're a lot more confusing, actually. Although I hear they're implementing a new interface for them, but I'm going to have to take a look at that. So I'll cover PHPDB 3 permissions in a later day. This is PHPDB 2. To set your forum permissions, you will go, obviously, into the forum permissions panel of your admin panel. And what you're first going to see is you can select a forum to edit. So let's suppose I'm going to give an example. I want to set up a forum which is just for the moderators and administrators. That's it. I don't care. I don't want anyone else to even know about the forum. I don't want anyone else to be able to see the form. I want moderators and administrators to have access to it. So what can you do? Go into your permissions panel, after creating that form, you will select it, click and look it up. Most likely, the first thing you're going to see is the simple mode. And this is going to give you a single drop-down box, which you can use to set your settings. So, there's a couple of options on here. And the one you're actually going to look for in the example, which I specified, is moderators hidden. Now, there's another number of other options, and I'm actually going to describe each one of them to you, which you can use to basically set who can see your form and what can they do with it. Simple mode is pretty much the easiest one you have if you don't need a whole lot of fine control, if you want to be just very general. And so the options are you can have a form be public. What's public mean? That means everyone can see it, everyone can post to it. Editing, deleting, and in moderating is limited to registered users, and moderating is limited to moderators, but otherwise everyone can see it and everyone can use it and post in it. Registered means that everyone can see it, but if they want to post in it, they have to be registered. If they want to edit or post a reply, they have to be registered to use that form. Otherwise, it's the same as public. Private, we're going to get to in a minute. Moderators means that everyone can see the form, but only moderators can post or comment in that form. Now, there's other options which are indicated by hidden. And again, I apologize for my nose being completely stuffed up right now. It was not stuffed up right before I started the episode. So it's just going to make describing this a little more difficult. But I will definitely give it my best shot. Ugh. Registered, we covered, is everyone can see it, but only registered users can post, edit, reply, etc. Registered hidden takes that one step farther. This time, if you are not logged in, if you are not a registered member or you're not logged in, you cannot even see the form. You cannot see that that form even exists. The only way you can go into the form and read anything is that you have to be registered to sign in. Same with moderators hidden. Whereas moderators, anyone can see the form, but only moderators can actually post and edit in there. Moderators hidden means that only moderators will even see the form and know that it exists. If you are not a moderator in that form, you will not even know that it's there. Ugh. Then private gets more interesting, and I'm going to talk about private later on because that's more advanced. If you want more fine control over who can do what, you can go into advanced mode, and you will then see a nice little table with a number of lines: view, read, post, reply, edit, delete, sticky, announce, vote, poll, create. And all of these are options which you can fine-tune. Each submenu, which you see there, has all, reg, private, mod, and admin, which is very similar to what we just saw. All, meaning all users can do it, whether or not you are logged in. Reg means that users who are registered on the form and are logged in can do the action. Private, we'll get to in a minute. Mod means that only moderators of that forum can do the action, and admin means that only board-wide administrators can do that action. So, for each one of these options, you can set who is allowed to do it. Obviously, the ones at the top means that everyone else below. So, if you set registered, that means moderators and administrators can do it too. So, the options you have are as follows. View allows you to set who can view the form, who can see that the form exists, and who can go and see the list of topics. Read is a little different than view. A lot of people get confused. What's the difference between view and read? Well, there is a difference. Well, read only controls allow you to read topics. So, it could be set that anyone can view the form, but only registered users can read the form. That means that the guests to your board will know that form is there, and they get to see the list of topics, but if they actually try to click a topic and read the post, they'll be asked to log in. Read means that the user can see what's in the topic, they can read the topic. They may not be able to post or reply, you said that later on, but they can at least read the topic. obviously, if you can't view the forum, you can't read the topic. Although there are exceptions to this, but it's not really... That's pretty much basically it. Post is pretty easy. Set the users that can actually post to a topic. Reply, set the users that can reply to a topic. So it is possible to make it where some users cannot post topics, but they can reply to existing topics, and vice versa. Obviously, some of these may be a little unused, some combinations, it's up to you. Edit allows you to set who can edit their posts. Now, edit is always going to be available to whoever it is allowed to. So it's not like you can edit until the next post, or you can edit within a time limit. If edit is available, then anyone can edit their post at any time, but you can set whether or not they are allowed to. Delete is different. Delete, again, allows the users to delete their own post or topic, but they can only do it until someone replies to them. So if they want to delete a certain post, but someone made another reply, they can no longer delete it. Only an administrator or moderator can do that. Sticky and announce. This has to do with stickies and announcements on your forum, which, if you don't know, allows you to prioritize certain posts. An announcement will be at the very top of the forum on every single page of the forum. Sticky topics are like announcements, but they go under announcements, and they're only seen on the first page of the forum. But they are always on top, and they are not part of the normal chronology of the rest of the topics. Vote and poll create refers to the ability to participate in polls, which is an option in making posts in PHPBV. You can set who's allowed to create polls as part of their new topic, and you can set what you need to be able to vote in polls. So you can do this kind of control over every forum. By default, forums are set using the simple mode to registered. So this is to try to prevent guests from being able to spam your board, which has happened a number of times. But you can obviously open those forums for spam if you want to. Or not for spam. It's up to you. Now let's talk about private. All these settings which we've talked about have a private option, and that gets kind of specific. Private basically means that that option or forum should only be open to users who have been explicitly allowed into your board. People to do that action. So they're allowed special privileges or they're not, and that's what private means. Users can be allowed special privileges either by being a part of a user group or just by being explicitly added. So let's say I want to go to simple mode, and I'm actually going to set the mode to private, hidden, meaning that only the users which have been granted access will see that the forum is there. I'm going to do this just for a single user. If you go down to user admin section of your admin panel, you will see there is a permissions panel there. Click on permissions, and you can enter the user's name, or look it up, and you will see that there is a setting for permissions. One setting says, hey, are they an administrator or are they a regular user? And in most cases, you're going to set them to a regular user. But then below that, for each form, you will see that there is an option to set them as a moderator. If you want to set them as a moderator, you can do it right there. But if your form is set to be private or any one option in the advanced mode is set to private, then in the middle column called simple permission, there will be a submenu which will allow users to give unallowed access or allowed access. If they are allowed access to that forum, then they become a user of that private group. Otherwise, they're not. So, for example, say I have someone named John as a user, and I want him to see the private user's forum. And the private user's forum is obviously set to the private permissions. If I want John to get access, I'll look up John. I won't necessarily set him to a moderator, but I'll tell him to have access to that forum, hit submit, and then boom, he has access. Just like that. However, if you are a member if you are wanting to get a whole group of members with something in common to have access to a forum, then user groups are the way to go. And user groups is probably one of the more confusing features of PHPBB2, and it confused me for quite a while, frankly, a few years ago. But once you figure it out, it could definitely be a very powerful part of your site. And PHPB3 takes it a lot farther, but it never talks about PHPB2. So if you go into, when you set up a group, a user group, you set up a group moderator. It's different from a board moderator or a forum moderator, just a group moderator. And then and you have users in the group. You can let the group have private access to a forum all at once by going into the group admin permissions. Look up a group, and you will see a very similar panel as you saw in the user permissions panel, which has, again, is this group a moderator? Is this group have access? If you set this moderator status to is a moderator, then that means that everyone in the group will be a moderator of that selected forum. And if someone is added to the group, they're automatically moderator. If someone is removed from the group, they're automatically demoderated. I don't know if that's a word or not, but work with me here. And again, if you have the forum which is set to the private setting, then you can set simple permissions. So suppose I want that private forum that I talked about to be accessible by all members of the Blue Jays Are Cool group. Making something up. So you have a Blue Jays for Cool group on your forum, and it is a setup, and you want to have that for those group's members be able to access your private forum. You'll go to your group permissions, and extra private forum, set allowed access, hit submit. They are now allowed access. Now, in both those panels, there is also an advanced mode, which allows, so for example, suppose that you have more than one of these settings set to private, and you don't want a group or a user to have all of these private options, just some of them. Click on advanced mode, and you'll see a very similar table, just like the forum permissions advanced mode. However, not all of these will have a drop-down menu. You will only see drop-down menus for the options, which are marked private in forum permissions. At which point you get to say yes or no to whether or not you want to have the group or the user do those things. So permissions, they do take a lot of getting used to. However, hopefully, if you have a lot of forms, you have a lot that you can use to get used to it. And so permissions are definitely one of the big things that power your form, allow you to set who can do what, and if you get used to them, there's certainly a lot you can do with them, and they make allow you to have pretty good control over your board. If you want more information on setting permissions, you can go into the PHPBB user guide, section 3.1.2, section 3.3, and section 3.5.4. Those are all the sections which describe everything that I just talked about, maybe in more detail. And they have some pictures there, too. So you can find that, and of course, the user guide is provided along with, it's on phpbb.com/support/guide. And you're listening to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 5. I just finished my nice long monologue with my stuffed nose, and I hope you will apologize, because I am getting over, I don't know what I'm getting over. It's something. I'll say that. If you'd like to call in and help me stop talking so much, or just if you have any discussion, have any questions about PHPBB you want to talk about, please feel free to call in. 724-444-7444, podcast ID 12418, or come on into the chat room and we can have a nice little chat. I'd love to have you join us. And so, to have some interactivity. That's what this show is all about. It's supposed to be more than just me talking. Of course, we're still getting off the ground, and that's why I actually have a advertisement coming going on to phpbb.com this week to try and get more people interested in to come in. Actually, this past week, a few days ago, my chemistry teacher at school mentioned, "Hey, do you know anything about PHPBB?" And I was like, "Oh, you bet I do. I have so much experience." And I helped him get started on the forums so that he can communicate with students on there. And it really is a great tool. That's what PHPBB really is about, being able to have a way of doing communication effortlessly. And PHPBB is such a great tool, and just wait till version 3 comes out. It's going to be a whole lot more to offer. So, no one being around to call in yet, I'm going to move on to the mod of the week. And this week's mod of the week is one that is really cool if you have a blog that talks about cars. Now, a lot of people like to talk about cars. Cars are hobbies for lots of people. And I'm sure there are a number of sites out there, forums, which is just cars, cars, cars. Me, I'm not so big on cars. But people are big on cars. And so PHPBB Garage is a mod by Pointesm, P-O-I-N-T-E-S-M, on PHPBB.com. One that I validated back last February, though I don't know how I validated it because I was quite busy back then, but I validated it. And it is a very, very comprehensive way for users of the forum to add details about their cars. And the mod description is kind of succinct. It really does not cover the whole of what you get. I mean, I installed the mod and it worked just fine, and I looked at the options there for entering information about your cars, and I was like, whoa! There's a lot of fields here. You can put up information about your car that I didn't even know existed. I'm so sorry about that. Live podcast. I can't edit this stuff out. Darn it. So, PHPBB Garage. It's fairly easy to install. About 15 minutes. Mostly files to upload. And then it will give you like a whole... It's not something that goes into your profile. Oh, no. It is its own page, which will allow users to list their details about their cars. All this stuff that you could imagine about cars. There is a lot of stuff there. You could practice... I mean, there's more stuff on there than eBay would probably ask you about your car. At least as much stuff as eBay would ask you. So definitely not a very general-purpose mod. But if you are into cars or you have a blog, a forum about where you are a car enthusiast website, this is a mod you do not want to miss. And so it is PHPBB Garage by Pointism, and it's on the mod database. The link is going in the chat room. A link, if you're listening live, is phpbb.com/phpbb/viewtopic.php. T=369533. And as you go on there, you can check it out, and that's the mod pick of the week. The styles pick of the week is actually... Oops. Didn't do that right. Come on. That cap. There we go. Okay, this final pick of the week is called Alexis, created by Andrew Charon. It comes from phpbbhacks.com, which you can find in their phpbb2 templates listing. And I'm still trying to figure out the best way that you can talk about templates on the air. However, this is actually one where you can have a number of different themes. The original one, there's a number of color schemes for this, actually. It features a prominently white and gray color space. The background is pretty much white, and tables you can see are alternate shades of gray. There's kind of a cool little circles thing in the background, which you can see, which is kind of cool. Kind of small text, but it's fairly basic. However, there's a lot of different color options. The original one was kind of a bright green, which is kind of interesting. However, there's another number of other options available. There is like Alexis Blue, which is kind of a light blue. There's Alexis Green Extended, which I actually don't know quite what the difference is, but there's some difference. There's orange version. There's a red version. Apparently, there's also a newer version 2 of it, which is kind of a dark red. It's fairly professional theme, so... fairly professional. It's not weird colors. It won't scare people away from their website unless you like to edit the color to make it look even weirder than it needs to be. So, Alexis is the theme, and you can find it on phpbbhacks.com. The link, which is also in the chat room, is phpbbhacks.com/download/5932. And so that is the mod and style pick of the week. And I'm actually going to end this now just because I'm kind of sick and I don't sound that great. And so for those of you who are listening, I want to thank you for holding out with me, trying to get through this my kind of stuffy nose. So it's not my idea. Illnesses don't care if you're doing a live podcast or not. They'll just do whatever they want. So next episode will be next Friday on the 9th, same time, same place, same talk show. And I am Douglas Bell. And so once again, thanks for listening to PHP BB Weekly. Signing off, I'm Douglas Bell, and I will see you next week. Bye.